Linville. Yeah, and she was just a baby when it happened. But she went to America. And her brothers fought in the American Civil War. And they couldn't fight for their own bit of land here in Ireland. And you see, it was very sad because we blame the monarchy, England, for a lot of it, which they were to a point. But in the land leagues in Ireland, there was a lot of badness too, because I'm the tax collector. And I know the fella down the road have his eye on your piece of property. So I won't come up and pick up your tax. And if it's gone a day, you didn't pay your tax. And people were so ignorant. God help us. They'd be waiting for the tax man to come, and next thing they'll turn out of their holdings. Yeah. A lot of it happened internally. They never bring that out in history. They never bring that out in history. In any time, said that I'm a Republican too. So she went to her brothers went off to America. God, I was way back in the 1800s. And when she became of age, she went down to Cove, my mother would tell me, and she paid her passage. She bought a mattress, a cup, a spoon, a knife, and a fork. And took off in the liner for Philadelphia. And she worked in Philadelphia. She was a smart little piece, she was a waitress. And she worked with a girl from Mayo, Margaret O'Mahony. We say O'Mahony here, but they say O'Mahony in America. Yeah, and she tell my mother she had beautiful hair, but she'd wash it every night. And in the hotel, you see, there were waitresses. She'd dry her beautiful head of golden hair in the oven. And one night she got a pain in her head and died. My mother would tell you if you put your head in front of the fire. She died, Margaret O'Mahony died. Well, then she came back from America and she met my grandfather, Jack Murphy. And she married him. She lived in every house in... they're not too long there, are them mushrooms that's after growing over there on the hill. I reared a big family and they all immigrated to America.